At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting.
Why, Mr. Anderson? Why? Why do you persist?
Because I choose to.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. It's that 1% that we wake up in that morning, we're like, you know what? Not today, maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
Give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
Nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like, even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone.
Take the biggest fucking risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time. And in your 20s, you can get so scared and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. That way of thinking in your 20s in particular, dead fucking wrong. I want you to start to create this mindset of taking risks and going big.
I've wasted my life hanging out with a bunch of guys just like you, and they all go away at a certain point. So I'm having my own little, okay, well, what have I done with my life so far? So far, fucking nothing. I'm seeing what it's like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
When you turn 30.
Yeah, window to the future.
When you're turn 30 and you're in this situation. And there was like one night where I'd stay up all night long, and rather than give myself excuses, I would look at everything that I'm fucking up in my life or everything I'm not doing or whatever, and just not give myself any fucking excuses out, just like nail it. And I would spend like all night laying out everything I'm doing that's wrong, and then I would spend the last 2 hours figuring out how I can change it. I decided to change my life.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident. You have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man.
Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
You better make sure in the next season of your life that the person who walked away from you know what they're missing. You better do something so strong and so big with your life that they have to sit on the couch and say, that's the one that got by. Man, I should have just stayed in there a little bit longer. I should have been a little more patient. I should have prayed a little bit harder. Do something with your life that makes them regret turning you away and turning you over.
When you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more, and all that's left is you and the fucking mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your fucking life, guys. You have every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room in all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name. It's all you got.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is.
Why?
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of, but all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day.
Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just... That seems so simple to me, that solution, the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can come that. The people that don't come in here because they're tired and stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset of being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
Yeah.
What would that guy do right now?
Yeah.
Because you are.
Motherfucking purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Get up, move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is, and go attack it. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better.
The biggest advice I could give you right now, and this is not my words, Woody Allen told me this. He said, I said, Woody, what's the secret to success? He said, 85 to 90% of life is just showing up. Show up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen.
What would you do if you only had 6 months to live? What would you do if you only had 6 months to live? Who would you spend your time with? Where would you go? What would you want to do? What would be important? What would be unimportant? If you ask that question over and over again, you'll have a tendency to keep your life in balance. Everything in moderation.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The discipline of patience. The thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work. Right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience. Because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break.
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, don't do that.
We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. I was so driven, and I'm not gonna say motivated, because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
The only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
Right.
You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff. We spoke about this yesterday. Every single person that I know that is incredibly successful in a balanced way and has a good perspective on it, elects to do very hard things regularly. Mm-hmm. It humbles them, it reminds them that they're just mortal, and it also means that if the entire mainstream media apparatus tries to come down on top of you, let's say, just as a hypothetical, let's say that that occurs, that you can deal with it because you know that you've dealt with 1,000 disgusting kettlebell workouts followed by a cold tub or whatever.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. And for me, I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
The best thing that happened to me, no one helped me. No one felt sorry for me.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
When life was unfair, boxing was around to make it fair. On one given night, if you worked hard enough, if you dreamed big enough, if you were tough enough and you made yourself tough enough, you sacrificed enough, you became polished and savvy enough, and technically equipped to do things that you had, and you learned those things, and you just worked yourself to the bone. No matter where you came from, no matter what part of the world, no matter who your parents were, no matter what your poverty level may have been, may not have been, no matter what you had, what you didn't have, no matter what people had told you, didn't tell you, all of that, if you made yourself and took advantage of that opportunity and got yourself ready, and you were ready to behave like a champion, you could get in that ring on one given night and make the world fair.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities, and then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen?
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem.
You hung up your cape and your cow, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible. And then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. Relentless pursuit, day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. It's a slow process. A little slip here, a little setback over there.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results.
Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Crush your company. Be selfish with your time, Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money. Get secure and put your oxygen mask on, and what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable.
Cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stairs. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Not in the world of success. You got to take the stairs. Y'all got to start getting gritty, man.
The harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing. Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Only thing I knew when I come home, they say, you have to do homework. You know what I said? F*** homework. Put that boxing tape on.
The people who are obsessed are the ones who change the world. At least change their world. He said, you know the difference between champions and everyone else? And I was like, what? And he said, everyone always looks at them and says, what do champions have that I don't have? And he said, they have it backwards. He said, it's what do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop. They just never stop. They just can't stop. Everything in their life is geared towards one goal. And they approach everything in their life that way.
There are two type of champions for me. Like, there are champions who prepare themselves to win, and there are the other ones who prepare themselves to dominate.
Life begins now. If it doesn't begin now, your life is...
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.